Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In state news this morning, a Story City man who said he lost nearly $500,000 on ill-considered investments has been awarded $20,000 by an arbitration panel. Dennis Soderstrom had said his broker and the Cedar Rapids brokerage firm of Berthel Fischel Financial Services failed to conduct due diligence and suitability analysis on two land investments. In his claim with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Soderstrom said the investments in Georgia land were inappropriate for him. Tom Berthel is the chief executive officer for Berthel. He told the Register that he and his firm were disappointed with how Soderstrom's real estate investments fared, but pleased that the arbitration panel, quote, found in our favor on the firm's due diligence efforts. The panel didn't explain why it awarded $20,000 on Soderstrom's claim. I'll have more news after this.
Had an accident, but you're afraid to turn in a claim because your rates will go up? This is Brent Wollenhouse from United Group Insurance. With Accident Forgiveness, a new upgrade from Allied Insurance, you don't have to worry about your rates going up. Allied will forgive an accident, even if it's your fault, once every 3 years. Not only is it forgiven, it is forgotten. Have questions? Call me, your Allied agent in Griswold. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
It's not my fault. How many times have you heard it as you dole out the punishment? Ever felt that yourself? Like when you get pulled over and receive a ticket on your way to an important meeting across town? Or you're running late? Or you just meet a cop having a bad day? This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance with some good news. It's minor violation forgiveness, part of the On Your Side rewards from Allied Insurance. Mistakes happen. Wouldn't it be great to get a break when you really need it? Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
Elsewhere in state news, the state's auditor's office has granted the Linn County auditor's request for a state audit of county books. County Auditor Joel Miller says the county sheriff and recorder have separate independent accounts that they amass through fines and fees rather than taxes. Miller thinks the accounts aren't legal, and he wants the state auditor to audit the county and determine whether those accounts are permissible. The county's annual audit found no problems with Linn County's books, but Miller said that the audit didn't say whether those separate accounts were even lawful. Deputy State Auditor Andrew Nielsen says that the state won't conduct a complete second audit. It will focus only on issues raised by Miller. Iowa's Republican governor plans to greet the nation's Democratic president today in Bettendorf. President Obama is scheduled to visit the Alcoa plant to highlight an economic message. Many Republicans are critical of Obama's stewardship of the economy, but Branstad says he's going as a matter of courtesy.
Well, I think any time the president of the United States comes to your state and you get invited as a governor to attend, it's appropriate to do so. I also have concerns about the way the president has managed the economy, and if I get the opportunity, I'll bring that up as well.
Branstad calls Alcoa a great corporate citizen of the state of Iowa.
We are encouraging and supporting their growth in Iowa. In my previous time as governor, they made a major expansion when they put that cold rolling mill in, and they employed, I think, 2,000 people, and those are good jobs, and obviously we want them to expand and grow in Bettendorf.
The White House says the president will discuss the critical role of the manufacturing sector plays in the American economy. Republican Mitt Romney says a federal agency's lawsuit against Boeing could threaten jobs in an Iowa plant President Barack Obama is planning to visit today. The former Massachusetts governor said Monday that the National Labor Relations Board lawsuit threatens jobs at Alcoa in Iowa, where again Obama is scheduled to discuss the manufacturing sector today. The agency accuses Boeing of building a second jetliner plant in South Carolina as a retaliation against union workers in Washington state for striking and to dissuade future strikes. Romney has made job growth the focus of his second bid for president. Alcoa's Eastern Iowa plants make aluminum used to build the jet. Alcoa has added 240 jobs in Eastern Iowa since December, with 60 more hires expected by August. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann formally entered the race Monday morning with her speech in her hometown of Waterloo.
I stand here in the midst of many friends and many family members to announce formally my candidacy for President of the United States.
The Minnesota Congresswoman told supporters she's not running for vanity, but to be a voice for the American people.
I think that Americans agree. Our country is in peril today, and we have to act with urgency in order to save it.
Bachman, who was born in Waterloo 5 decades ago, is currently serving her third term as a member of the U.S. House. She said the 2012 election hinges on big issues rather than petty politics.
We've begun another campaign season, and it almost seems like the last one only recently ended. But through the rancor of a campaign, let us always remember, there's always so much more that unites us as a nation than divides us. Because our problems don't have an identity of party. They're problems that were created by both parties.
Bachman repeated her campaign refrain that Barack Obama will be a one-term president, and she promised to rein in the corruption and waste in the federal government. Her event was held outdoors at the historic Snowden House in downtown Waterloo. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachman is acknowledging misspeaking occasionally, including wrongly claiming that actor John Wayne was from her hometown of Waterloo. But she says she's a substantive, serious person who would be a good president. Announcing her candidacy on Monday, Bachman flubbed her hometown history in declaring John Wayne was from Waterloo, and that's the kind of spirit I have too. Well, the actor was born nearly 150 miles away in Winterset. It was the serial killer John Wayne Gacy Jr. who lived for a short time in Waterloo. Bachman said her comments were, quote, just misspeaking. She said on CNN today that, I wish I could be perfect. I'm a substantive, serious person who has a good sense on how to turn the economy around as president. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is returning to Iowa for the first time in 7 months, this time to attend the premiere of a documentary about her time as governor and her ascent as a national political figure. Palin said that she and her husband Todd will be attending the first public screening of The Undefeated this evening at the Pella Opera House. Palin was then presidential candidate John McCain's running mate in 2008. She has been noncommittal about whether she will seek the Republican presidential nomination. By coming to Iowa, which hosts the nation's first presidential caucuses, Palin likely will spark more speculation about her plans. President Barack Obama, as we mentioned, is visiting eastern Iowa today to discuss manufacturing and the economy. Elsewhere in the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet during a regular session that begins at 9 a.m. Wednesday in Greenfield. The board will discuss and possibly act on issues including taxable mileage, fiscal year 2011 conservation wage increases, assigned fiscal year 2012 fund balances, and a burial relief ordinance. The supervisors will also hold a public hearing at 9:30 on Wednesday over an ordinance pertaining to the local option sales and service tax, along with consideration of the second and third readings of the ordinance. The board is then expected to pass a resolution establishing the ordinance number 26A and signing it into law. Well, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said this morning that around 4 p.m. on the 26th, which was Sunday, they arrested 20-year-old Michael Eugene Sickles of Red Oak. Sickles was taken into custody Sunday on a Page County warrant for second-degree theft, and he was turned over to the Page County Sheriff's Office, where he was being held on $5,000 bond. The Iowa Association of Realtors says that home sales increased just over 14% in May, and the average sale price for homes was up 6.4%. Association President Kurt Shady of Des Moines says it's good to see the numbers go up.
And although all real estate is local, we're seeing some real positive trends as far as sales prices and activity, number of sales.
The association reported 2,873 homes sold in May compared to 2,519 in April. The average sale price of homes was $141,942 in May compared to $133,418 in April. Shady says sales generally start moving up this time of year.
We had a good month for weather in May, and the pool of buyers increases because a lot of people like to purchase homes and move while school is out before the following year starts. And quite frankly, it's the pool of buyers that drives our real estate market either up or down.
Shady says the upward trend could continue if the market conditions don't change.
Notwithstanding any further action by federal government, which may hinder buyers' ability to get loans, we do believe we're seeing buyers take advantage of opportunity to buy homes at prices that are comparable to that of the early 2000s. With very low interest rates.
He says the state has been lucky to avoid the major ups and downs that have plagued other states.
Iowa is a state of conservatism for the most part, and we've experienced that with our housing trends over the past 10 years, and we've never had significant appreciation And we're glad to say now that as a result that we haven't probably recognized the devaluation that some other areas have as well. So we're still seeing some positive signs there as well.
23 of Iowa's 44 local boards reported increases in average sale price, while 9 boards had increases in the number of sales from May 2010. 19 boards showed a decrease in the average number of days homes were on the market. Taking a look at national news at this hour, a private research group is reporting that consumers' confidence declined to a 7-month low as job worries increased. The Consumer Board's Consumer Confidence Index slipped to 58.5 in June, down from a revised 61.7 in May. Economists had expected the figure to edge up to 61. The results follow an almost 6-point drop from May to April, which had marked a 6-month low. And stocks are opening higher on Wall Street today on news that the U.S. home prices rose for the first time in 8 months. Home prices rose in April in 13 of the 20 cities tracked by the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. It was the first rise in major cities in 8 months. Right now, the Dow is currently up nearly 80 points. KJAN News Time is 9:11.
This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. How many times has your insurance agent offered you $100 savings right off the bat?
How does that work?
Glad you asked. When you sign up for Vanishing Deductible from Allied Insurance, you'll get a $100 credit on your deductible immediately. Then, every year you go without having a claim, we'll take another $100 off, up to $500 total. So, if you have a $500 deductible, at the end of 5 years, your deductible is zero, and it stays that way until you have a claim.
But then what?
Again, I'm glad you asked. After the first claim, if you happen to have another claim, your deductible will be at the original $500. But every year you go without another claim, your deductible starts vanishing again by $100 per year up to $500. So if you're paying higher premiums in order to carry a smaller deductible, now would be a good time to call me. I'll show you this and many other ways you might save with a policy from Allied Insurance. Because, like Allied Insurance, I'm on your side. United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust.
And in our funeral announcements, 80-year-old Bob Stoll Jr. of Orient died Thursday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bob Stoll Jr. will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 87-year-old Wendell A. Larson of Elkhorn died Thursday in Omaha. Services for Wendell Larson will be today at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 54-year-old Michael Finken of Apple Valley, Minnesota, died June 22nd. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Finken will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. 86-year-old Norman Woltman of Avoca died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Norman Woltman will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Now, that is a change from earlier announcements, which said the services for Norman Woltman would be at the Trinity Lutheran Church. Again, they will be held Thursday at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 75-year-old Paul Wehlert of Exira died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Paul Wehlert will be on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by United Group Insurance. There are people you know, people you trust. I'm Rick Hansen for KJAN News.